This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I just wonder, like, they in the studio and they're like, hey, I got you. Got to start the song with that right there.
Yeah,
the motorcycle.
Like, and how do you know that you can do that?
Yes,
you know
exactly.
Like, hang on, I got something. Let me roll on this. Roll on this. Yeah, and then it just sounds so great. Did people used to be cooler?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely cooler. Because they're like, when?
Why?
I don't. Because, man, I don't
like
know.
This era of human.
Right. They
what,
just,
what year did this song come out? 1974? Something like that?
Anytime you had.
Everyone was cooler then.
Anytime you had the word cat daddy in your vocabulary, you was cool, man.
All right. Tear the roof off the motherfucker.
We need to bring back, Andy. We need to bring back doo-wop groups on the corner.
Yeah,
Can we find somebody to go on the corner of 14th and Peachtree and doo-wop? Now, you might get a ticket. I don't know. But where the doo-wop groups at?
Where
the stylistics?
Where are they?
Or, you know, the microphones. You know, four guys just singing. They call themselves the microphones.
Yeah, and like singing about love.
Love.
You know?
Yeah.
Like being genuinely honest about, like, this is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, man.
I'm spilling my heart out to you.
Hey, and then we're going to walk 13 blocks behind just singing. Right?
That song came out in 1975.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they were so much cooler, man. Cars were better, you know.
Yeah, they were made of metal.
Made of metal.
They were heavy.
You know what I mean?
Big.
Yeah, that woo-wah one.
Shoes were big. Hair was big.
Yeah, that woo-wah wasn't out there yet. Never mind. That wasn't out there yet. Like,
what was
food
it?
Was better. Everything.
I know.
Everything was better, man.
I'm sure there's some parts about now that are. I don't know. But, like, or maybe everyone does this. You sort of, like, you know, fetishize the past or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You can't tell me that right there, George Clinton and those guys, weren't just the coolest generation
cool,
of human beings.
Cool, like, man. Cat
and, like, who
daddy.
Is that now? Who's that now? That's what I wonder. Who? Is, like, okay, so right then, everybody knew those guys were cool. And it's lasted long. We're 50 years removed from that.
The coolest guy that's still the coolest guy that was back then is Charlie Wilson.
Okay, but who's the coolest guy now?
Charlie Wilson
also was cool then.
That'd be Snoop, right?
But who's all right, Snoop, 60 Snoop. Years old.
Yes.
I'm talking about who's
these
the
kids.
Yeah.
Kid, these
who's
kids, these,
who's that
these
now?
That's young?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, none of them.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know if there is anybody.
Not
I don't
a
think there is
cool
one.
Person.
I don't think there is one.
Dang.
I don't think there is one.
Is anybody that registers as that? No, I don't think so.
No, man. I don't.
Yeah, like 50 years from now, whose song comes on and the sports radio guys are like, man, that's what people were the coolest.
Like, there's certain songs that never go away. Like, 50 Cent in the club will be around until your daughter and we hanging out on her 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be around.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that'd be around.
It's a great beat. Great song.
That's all I can think.
But like, I don't think of him like that. Really?
No, me neither. I
like,
just think of that song.
The song's great, and there's some good songs and stuff. But I enjoy 50 Cent's like public persona.
Oh,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's
but
a
like,
dude.
I don't know. I'm not sitting here like that about him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, Uncle Charlie.
Plus, also, he's 50 something now too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who is the coolest cat of this?
Who's the coolest 20-year-old person right now?
I don't know, because I don't know.
Like, in their 20s.
I don't know any 20-year-olds that ain't my children.
That's the problem right there, though. Because I guarantee you, if you hold the 20-somethings, yeah, it's going to be some freaking YouTuber.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know any 20. I don't know any 20-year-olds that are not my children.
It's Drewski.
I like Drewski. Drewski's funny.
I don't think he's in his 20s, but you know what I mean.
Oh, I don't know, but he's funny as hell. I like Desi. Desi, I went down to Wormhole and looked at all of his old skits, man, and was over there crying. I need to know how y'all be getting these police cars, how they be getting these fire trucks, how Drewski was a damn TSA worker at that time. How the hell do y'all get this kind of access? And these folks, they get fired. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's all I wanted to know. I don't know too many cool 20-year-olds. Because I ain't got no business hanging. I mean, I hang out with my children because they're my kids. But, like, I sit there and watch. I'm like, I couldn't hang out with y'all. I'm ready
that's
to go.
That's what I always think
I'm ready to go. Y'all want to take damn pictures.
And all the famous ones are always doing something stupid.
That's true. That's true. But I think about that when you hear stories about older dudes like Bill Belichick or whatever dating 20-year-old women. Like, I understand part of it, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, there's other parts of it, too, where I'm like, yeah, what's the percentage
what
of time
talk
spent?
About?
Exactly.
What are y'all talking about?
Because you can only do that for so long,
yeah,
especially at that age. Yeah. You know what I mean? You didn't have, you know.
But I don't get, I mean, I'm with you. Like, what
are you talking about?
What are we going to talk about?
You don't want to watch the same stuff?
No, I don't
listen
want
to
like,
the same music.
Did you see Bill sit down there watching Islands of Love? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
The
something like that.
One of everybody was losing their
mind.
Yeah,
or Love is Blind or some kind of thing. Like, yeah. I cannot.
Did you see Bill sitting there watching that?
No, I
cannot. No, I can't. You know, because I don't watch it. You know, but that's just, you know, I ain't into all that other stuff. But I'm sure there's some cool 20-year-olds out there.
There's got to be.
There's got to be some cool
somebody's out there.
Some 20-year-old that can still doo-wop. You know, can carry a tune walking down block. Because you got to understand the stamina that it calls to doo-wop and walk.
Sure.
Doo-wop, walk,
keep
and
your breath.
The girl.
Yeah, I know.
Hit that
harmony?
Hit that blue on
good luck. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Hit that blue.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Quinshon Judkins won't face battery charges.
Yes.
So he'll probably sign soon then.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be signed sometime this week. After they play, they're in Philadelphia right now. I had the joint practice where you hear that Miles is just up there, just wrecking shop all over the place.
Miles Garrett is so good.
Yes.
That they have to ask him not to play in joint practices so people can practice.
That's how great of a player he is. But yeah, I mean, eventually I think, you know, they wanted to see the legal process and everything, do his course and everything, and now he is he's exonerated. I don't think he'll be suspended, and then he'll get an opportunity. He's way behind. Way behind, because this happened like right after the draft.
Yeah. Browns, by the way.
Yeah, the Browns. So he's right. And then I saw they had signed the receiver from Texas who got into some stuff.
Also has some legal stuff.
Pretty much kind of on the same thing, and that was dismissed. And I saw yesterday he had some long, drawn-out letter to the Browns thanking them, but the Browns have not confirmed that he is going to be a part of their football team. So, yeah, it's but I mean, you're talking about two second-round players. Because I think Isaiah Bond would have been a second-round player if this stuff didn't go on, if this stuff didn't happen. And, you know, all right. But they said they did their due diligence and got on with it. I understand there's some people up there that are upset. Okay, I can understand that being upset about certain things.
Yeah,
certain
I mean, you're still in the Deshaun Watson era.
Yes,
like he's still on the team getting paid.
Exactly.
And that, you know. Anyway, speaking of discipline, Rashee Rice's hearing with the NFL is expected for September 30th.
Yes, so he can play.
Which means he'll play.
Yes.
But then have the hearing, and then who knows what.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, he'll be suspended. Why just do it now?
Exactly. Why
I don't understand.
If I'm him, I want to get it out the way. If I'm him, but I mean, he got to be suspended for that crap he did.
Right.
All right, he put people's lives in danger.
He was going 126 or something.
He needs some discipline. And he will be. He'll get some discipline.
My thing is just like, it's not like they have – this isn't his court date.
No.
This is the NFL's hearing.
Yes.
You're the NFL. Just do it tomorrow.
Do what you always do. That's why Flo and then John Gruden, they got these injunctions because y'all would be the jury,
right.
the prosecutor, the jury, and the judge. All right. So why can't y'all do that now?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to move away from that because Flo and John Gruden both won those cases.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Those two things are not good news for the NFL.
No, it is.
Because
not.
Now they need to, the Brian Flores case is now going to be tried publicly.
Yes.
Not an arbitration. Yes. So all that stuff in discovery is going
to
come out.
They need, and I heard Mike Tannenbaum talk, they need to settle.
Yes.
But I'm like, what does he want?
Yeah, but then you admit that you colluded against the guy.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, but you can get away more with that than all that other.
Than the information that will come out if you don't.
Because that's,
tough spot.
Yeah.
And then what does he want? What he wants.
He wants
what
to be head coach.
That, and also he wants people to know
what
happened.
Yes.
Like, he wants people to know that the NFL actively colluded against him. And, like, we'll know if they settle. But we'll forget.
We'll forget.
You know
exactly.
what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Every settlement, you've got to move away from it 5 years later, and you're like, oh,
and the
what
NFL
happened?
Is banking on that.
Yeah.
They're banking on it.
And that's probably what'll happen.
Yeah.
Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy will not play in this Vikings preseason game. They got joint practice with New England next week. So that works.
No, they had it this week. And
oh, this
you saw the clips. Yeah, Steph Diggs was out there working their ass. But okay.
Okay.
All right.
For the first time in his career, Justin Herbert will play in a preseason game.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Jim wants him to get out there. All right, fine. Get him out there.
I guess
that's what I'm saying. Like, why is this the first time he played? Why didn't he play before?
And that's my thing is Justin Herbert's in like his sixth year.
Yeah.
All right. Preseason game number two in your sixth year? I don't know.
Yeah. Matt Stafford, they're talking about him working out again this weekend. Bonk.
First ever, yeah.
Yeah, say that he's working out again this weekend. And I think that the one thing I read, Andy, was they were saying, well, if it was a game, the actual game, he would play. And I'm looking at it from a standpoint, what about the rest of them? Like, if you got to patch him up to play in week one, because one thing I know about backs and old players, it don't get better. It does not get better. And so you're telling me that you're going to have him ready for game one if he had to play with that back? It's going to be a long season, man.
Or not. You know?
Exactly.
Or not.
It's going to be, yeah.
I hope it's a long season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hope Matt Stafford, they can find a way to – do whatever magic they need to do on Saturday nights for him to be able to play in those games on Sundays or whatever. Like, I'm sure they have Thursday games and Monday games too, but you know what I mean? Because it also feels like it could be they do it the first one and then it doesn't go good,
right.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Which would, I don't know, man. He played so good at the end of the year last year.
Great.
And,
but, I mean, the back.
That's life in the NFL.
The back NFL players, backs and necks. You just, you know, that's just one of those two injuries. They make your career a lot shorter than it should be. And so right now, I mean, he's played a lot of ball, and he's got a lot of wear and tear from them damn Detroit years.
The Falcons signed C.J. Henderson, cornerback, yesterday, made that official. This was a kind of a rumor that had been percolating for a couple weeks now. They did it. They signed him. He'll play tonight?
I doubt it.
No,
I think
not ready.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Next week, then?
Yeah, he'll probably get some reps next week. They're signing a lot of guys. You saw that C.J. Beathard and Nathan Peterman, who's still around, Jets are working them out because they have no quarterbacks because Tyrod Taylor went down.
What do you think, C.J.? Is C.J. Henderson like a candidate to start?
I don't know. Huh. I know he's drafted to be a starting caliber corner,
right.
But it hasn't worked out. But, yeah, that Jets-Giants thing, boy, the way the Giants are talking about – and Justin Fields, like, I don't know what to think of him. He didn't have any time all week because they were that damn Giants defensive line. Watch the hell out.
Yep.
Watch the hell out.
They're going to be good enough to keep them in a lot of games.
Yes. Yes. Because Abdul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Carter, as people predicted, he's that guy.
Yeah, man.
He's that guy.
They got so much talent on that defensive line. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some Falcons conversation ahead of their second preseason game tonight. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Thanks for being with us on a Funk Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.